Hello.
We're conducting a survey, and your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answer from everyone who answers the survey. May I know what is your survey?
Your zip code, sir. 53296.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
16.
Thank you. And do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I am a female.
Thank you. Moving on. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, or did not vote?
That's probably, but I believe it was Democrat and Republican. I voted equally and sought out the truth on both sides, and I balanced it out. And it was
thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
May I know what is your race then?
African American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'm definitely well, right? You can't put it 100%. I think it's 100%.
Thank you. And how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail or other? I'm sorry?
Other.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power do you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
Well, my opinion is the Black race, as human beings, have plenty of power if they step up, join, and gather their hands and hold, and see who they really want. They don't want to be enslaved. I think they
okay.
Peaceful and clean.
And
yeah.
And how would you grade it from 0 to 10?
Oh, I would give them a 10.
Thank you. Please rate. Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You've been using a number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now I would like to rate how you feel about some people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. Mark Kelly, how are you graded from 0 to 10?
You have to go over that whole segment again from the beginning and be more clear.
And how would you grade it from 0 to 10, Mark Kelly? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, also, if you do not understand me, can't you just statement that you begun before you ask me about the Kelly. Can you repeat it?
Okay. I'm sorry. I will repeat it then. Now, I would like to rate your feelings on how you feel about some people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means they feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means they feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and a 0 means they feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. So, Mark Kelly, how would you rate?
I haven't heard of Mark Kelly yet.
Okay. Barack Obama? How would you grade
it? I did it in 10. I ain't going to mess up.
Thank you.
J.T. Vance? J.T. Vance. My difference is real good. I'm
And sorry, how much would you grade him?
10.
Joe Biden? Tim Walz, how are you graded from 0 to 10?
I'm going to have to go to 0 because I don't know anything about him.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah, that's 0. It's there.
Okay. And Josh Shapiro?
Yeah, Shapiro, I have not heard the name yet.
And Kamala Harris? Thank you. And what do you think, are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you from the following list. Climate change and environment, criminal justice and police reform, access to quality education, protecting and expanding voting rights, rising cost of living, better transportation system, reducing racism and discrimination, abortion, affordable quality health care, access to good jobs, public safety and including gun violence, affordable quality housing, immigration, or none of the above.
The economy to that inequality, right, that is going on right here. Yeah, I better help them. Right, you got these people out here living on the ground and tents and stuff. And I know y'all got a plenty of people. Oh, yeah. You know, all these empty buildings around you. Homes are killing you. But everything. The police reform. There's no one, no better than me. You still with me, sir?
Okay. And I'm sorry. Hey, you mentioned me criminal justice and police reform.
Yeah.
Okay, the first one. And the other one was affordable quality housing or quality health care.
We need housing and health care. We need reform in the justice system also the protect and save system. Need to be reformed.
Thank you. I know that this is still a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or other independent or third party?
I am going to Harrison until I finish my diagnosis of all candidates that I'm running.
I'm sorry, for whom then would you vote?
Kamala Harrison.
For Kamala Harrison.
Yeah.
Is there more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Yeah.
As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democrat. Thank you. Moving on. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it assumes she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, what would that make you? Much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote? Make no difference? Somewhat less motivated to vote? Or much less motivated to vote?
Very motivated to vote.
Thank you. And compared to last month, are you feeling that Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable? Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all? Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
On that subject, I have not researched that, but I would go with that.
So you have a some then?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think that you really describes how Vice President Harris somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, really does not, or describe her. Is prepared to be president, does really describe, somewhat describe, describes a bit, really does not describe.
It describes very high.
So it's somewhat described. And it's a strong. Okay, for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. Is prepared to be a president, does she really describe? Is a strong black woman? It is really okay. Describes her? Somewhat. Somewhat described. Represents the AAPI community. Thank you. Governs with an iron fist. It just really describes her. Describes a bit.
You can go with the iron fist.
Is someone young girls can look up to? Does really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, or really does not describe?
It really describes the strength of the female to carry the example for the younger female.
And fights for all of us?
Yes. Oh.
Really describe? Somewhat describe.
The heart's blood when you do these things. All of us.
Thank you. I thought on crime.
On crime, I'm quite sure her eyes in the night, and she can describe to be like, can you get to work on it?
And restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community?
Community.
Thank you. Moving on. Now I would like you to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. Kamala is commonly referred as Momala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives. Are you much more favorable to her? Somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, it makes no difference after that is saving.
Hold on, I'm sorry with you.
I'm sorry?
I'm saving her honey.
So you're more favorable after that statement then?
Yeah.
Next one. Kamala is proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. Are you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference, after that statement?
Unfavorable.
I'm sorry?
Favorable.
Thank you. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers. Are you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable? It makes no difference. Thank you. In 2004, as District Attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couple. Are you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or it makes no difference?
I didn't catch that statement yet. I could buy it because I didn't get the money. Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
I have no opinion that or good on that, because it's not my judgment to make, but a person is a person, and they do as they choose.
Moving on, Kamala forget her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims. Are you much more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable? It makes no difference.
Favorable.
And Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Are you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Favorable.
Thank you. And again, please rate your level of motivations for voting in this year's elections for president, Congress, state, and local office on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm very favorable to vote, so 10.
Thank you. Thank you. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, how much power you feel that your vote has.
10.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Okay, you asked me that already. Kamala Harris. Okay, thank you. Are you still? I have a journey to go on. Thank you for
Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?